You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
A happy Wednesday. Welcome to Sending In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Another great show for you guys coming up today on Send It In. A lot to get to. Four more playoff baseball games today. We'll give out some plays for that later on in the show. Continue looking at the Week 5 NFL slate, Week 6 college football slate as well. And we'll look at the Lamar Jackson injury news and what that could mean potentially for the Ravens and some of their futures markets. So we'll dive into all that. Any questions, comments, best bets that you guys have throughout the show, let us know. Chime in at the BetMGM Network. And if you miss any part of the show today, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get rolling on a Wednesday. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line. Check in with our guy, Chase Kitty, who joins us each and every Wednesday. Give Chase a follow on X at Chase A. Kitty. BetMGM digital content writer and James Madison University graduate. Chase, let's start with the Heisman Trophy conversation. We were talking a little bit about this last week. Mendoza was the favorite, but really just by default. And we knew with the slate that we had last week, there would be a ton of movement. Oregon, Bama, the two big winners, Dante Moore, Ty Simpson, moving up. So as you kind of handicap the Heisman market looking into Week 6, what stands out to you? Do you think there's any good value on anybody out there?
Yeah, I mean, Moore was the obvious guy that was going to jump up because you have the big opportunity with Penn State. I really liked him in the preseason, and I'll explain why I still like him today. But I liked him in the preseason because if you look at what Oregon has done at quarterback with Dan Lanning, they just it's a machine of sending their quarterback to New York as a Heisman finalist. They did it with Bo Nix, and they did it with Dale Gabriel. So the odds were that they were going to also turn Dante Moore into something. Because of that, it's great if you got him where I got him, which was 30-1 in the preseason. But it's still great to get him even at the top of the current market because there's so many guys that are 25-1 or shorter right now. There's still decent buy-in value at 750, even though that's the top of the current market because of the history you have with Lanning and sending these quarterbacks as finalists. I think also if you look at Oregon's schedule, I mean, they get Indiana next weekend. They get that at home. Other than that, I don't see the game that's going to trip them up. And I think they're going to beat Indiana too. So I think there's a very real chance that Oregon's 12-0 going into the Big Ten championship game. Of course, you're going to probably have the quarterback of that team as a Heisman finalist. So I think right there, even though it's the top of the market, there's a lot of value. I think two other guys I like, we talked about Miava a little bit last week with USC. I think he's going to have the stats. His QBR is really high. It's not like they lost to Illinois because of him. And then Joey Aguilar is the other guy, the Tennessee quarterback. Very busy weekend last week. A lot of stuff got lost because there were so many good games. Go watch the drive he had at the end of regulation to keep Tennessee alive and force overtime at Mississippi State. Awesome drive. I think he's going to have the stats and the posture, and he's an SEC quarterback. I think 13-1, it's not a great price. You've already missed the best of the number by a wide margin, but I think he could be a factor in the race, and I would not be surprised if he's a finalist.
Yeah, 20-1 right now, Tennessee quarterback Joey Aguilar to win the Heisman Trophy. Chase, let's look at some of these conferences. Let's start with the SEC. I talked about it after Bama lost to Florida State. As bad of a loss as that was, they still had their whole season in front of them, and it really helped them that they got Georgia to start. And if they won that game, what it would mean for a tiebreaker and then how that would affect the SEC odds. And they jump from plus 600 to now the favorite to win the SEC at plus 250. Now, they still have a very difficult schedule. Texas has a favorable schedule. They're right behind them at 3-1. You could certainly make the case for Ole Miss or A&M or some of these other teams. So looking at the SEC, what jumps out to you? Any bets you think need to be made?
Yeah, it's such a fascinating race right now because the futures market is it still feels like it's very held captive by everybody's priors, meaning you've got Alabama and you've got Texas and you've got Georgia. My team's going crazy right now. I don't know if you can hear that. Alabama, Georgia, and Texas at the top of the market, and that's what everybody wants. But if you actually look at the standings or you look at analytics like what SP Plus has at ESPN, Ole Miss is 3-0 in conference right now. Nobody else has more than one win, so that's not nothing, and they're 7-1 behind all three of those other teams. Missouri is actually second in SP Plus right now in terms of chances to win the conference. You look at their schedule, you understand why it's not as great and easy as it was 2 years ago, but you can see the path. They're playing really well offensively. That's 20-1. That's a crazy number. I think that's very divorced from the fundamentals of the market right now. If you're looking at pure value and chasing a return and maybe looking for CLV in terms of where the market's going to go in the next 4 to 5 weeks, I think Missouri is the best value for your money.
Yeah, they got Bama coming up next week in Columbia, so a good spot there for Mizzou. Chase, what about the Big 12 coming into the year? This was as wide open a league as we've ever seen. Texas Tech has separated themselves at the moment in terms of the odds at plus 160. But you still have Iowa State there. You have Arizona State. How do you see the Big 12?
Yeah, the line I've given everybody all week, which I think I also texted you earlier today, was it's like the SEC and the Big 12 has switched bodies, where the Big 12 is supposed to be this crazy chaos conference every year, and the SEC is super stable at the top because you have the juggernauts like Georgia and Alabama and Texas the last 10 or 15 years. It's been very, very stable. It's totally different this year. It feels like when you watch the Big 12, still a lot of football left, but Iowa State, Texas Tech, Utah, if Dampier stays healthy, these are the teams, I think, Arizona State. I think the top of that conference is very clear, and then there's a separation around four or five teams in, whereas the SEC, it really feels like it can go anywhere. So when you look at the actual odds market, Texas Tech, I think, deserves to be the favorite because of what they already have in pocket with the road win at Utah. I think the defensive line there is very strong, so I think that number is correct. But if you want to go chasing a number with a team a couple spots down, I think Iowa State at 6-1 is a great buy because they've done it year in and year out. They've never won the conference, but they've gotten to the title game a lot. And so if you're sitting there with a 6-1 ticket with a team that routinely makes the conference title game, you're going to feel pretty good and you're going to have hedge spots down the road.
Yeah, they got an interesting game this week against Cincinnati, which we might be getting to here in just a moment. We're talking with Chase Kitty on Send It In. Give him a follow on X at Chase A. Kitty, BetMGM Digital content writer and James Madison University graduate. Chase, before we get into some of your favorite plays of the weekend, just want to get your thoughts on some of the marquee games. I think the big three that stick out, Texas at Florida, Bama hosting Vandy, and Miami and Florida State. Of those three games, anything that interests you, any plays that you like at all?
I think the over in Alabama Vanderbilt, I just think the defenses are going to struggle to stop the offenses. If you made me take a side position, I'd probably lay it with Alabama because I think regression probably coming for Vanderbilt. When you look at the teams they beat and how they beat them, in hindsight, it's maybe a little less impressive than we thought in the moment. I think Vandy, Diego Pavi is going to struggle to pass against Alabama's secondary. So if they get behind, that would probably favor an Alabama cover against the number. Florida State, I just feel like is taking way too much on the chin after losing in Charlottesville last week. And that's, I think, where the best number is. It's still a really good team, Sometimes you lose on the road in conference play in double overtime. And UVA pops into the top 25 after winning that game. So what is it? Like, Florida State deserves to get dinged really badly for losing that game, or UVA is good? It can't be both. So I like the points with Florida State, and I think Miami could be in trouble in that particular spot. And then you get that head-to-head win over Miami, you're right back in the ACC title hunt, and that would totally flip a lot of the numbers we're seeing in that particular outright market. So
yeah,
a lot of angles there.
Certainly would. Chase, what about anything else that you like week six? You text me that you like the board this week, so what are some of your favorite plays?
Yeah, I mean, look, you mentioned the Dukes. I don't think Georgia State's stopping them. I think they're going to run for 400 yards, so it's a big number, but I'd lay it before it hits 20. Chase DeLauder also starting in center field for the Guardians today, so shout out him. Penn State, UCLA, under 50.5. That number seems way too high given what UCLA is probably going to do, and Penn State's offense really hasn't impressed anybody to this point. Everybody, I'm surprised this hasn't been talked about yet as this week in terms of how much it's normally talked about. People love to reference the Service Academy play. Like, it's an auto bet on the under when two Service Academies play each other. The problem is Air Force's defense is so bad this year.
Yeah.
They're actually 4-0 to the over this year coming into this Navy game. So a lot of people, I think, are going to look at the over. I think there was some early buy-in on the under just reflexively. I saw that number come down. It's now back up to 51.5 because I think there's buyback on the over. I would just lay it with Navy because this Air Force defense is really bad. Iowa State, Cincy, there's two games this week. My favorite trend, you play the unranked favorite that's playing the top 25 ranked underdog. You always lay the points with the favorite in that spot. Iowa State is getting points. They're a road dog at Cincinnati after the Bearcats beat Kansas last week. I don't have a great feel for that game. It's kind of weird. I actually like the over instead of a side because Iowa State just lost two defensive backs for the year. So I'm thinking that might trend a bit more towards shootout than the brands would suggest. The one that I do like is laying the 7 with Louisville against UVA. And now that that number is down from down to seven from 7.5, it's an even better buy.
Absolutely. Chase, real quick before I let you go, 30 seconds, NFL. Anything that you like week five this week?
It's going to be chalky for me. I'm still early in putting my millions contest picks together, but I think the one that I like more than anything is just laying the big number with the Lions. I think we've kind of seen where this Bengals team falls now. The Lions are killing people. I'm not afraid to lay 10.5. It kind of goes down as a contrarian play in a contest format, so I will be on Detroit this week if nothing else.
There you go. Chase Kitty, always great having him on every Wednesday. Give him a follow on X at Chase A. Kitty. You can get all his plays at BetMGM, BetMGM digital content writer. Chase, always good seeing you, pal. Good luck this week. Talk again soon.
See you, Peach.
All right, great stuff. Chase Kitty, join us here on Send It In. Let's continue talking college football and dive in to week six. An interesting week and a tough week in college football. We've been rolling here the last couple weeks on our pick five. We're 18-12 or 4-1 the last 2 weeks. This is probably the week where I feel the least confident about the games. And sometimes when that happens, you end up having a good week. So hopefully that ends up being the case. Let's start with that Cincinnati and Iowa State game as we look at some of the top 25 matchups that we have. It feels like Cincinnati would be the play, right? I mean, unranked team favored against a ranked team. The problem is in college football, every year, there is a team like Iowa State who is like fraudulent. They're a ranked team, they're undefeated, but everybody wants to bet against them, and all they continue to do is win and cover spreads. And Arizona was taking a lot of money last week on Iowa State. People were betting Kansas State week one in Dublin. They were betting Iowa against Iowa State. All these type of games, and all Iowa State keeps doing is winning. So normally I'd be on the side of Cincinnati. Iowa State's the kind of team that scares me. And something I've noticed about college football, these noon Eastern time games, feels like every week we have one game that's like a trendy pick. Last week it was Arkansas. Everybody was on Arkansas against Notre Dame. That didn't work out. I kind of think this is going to be the trendy game and people are going to be on Cincinnati. Just makes me a little nervous. So I'm going to pass on the game, but I am interested to see if Iowa State keeps winning these kind of games. Illinois is a 9.5-point favorite on the road at Purdue, and I like Purdue in the game. Maybe wait to see if you can get a 10 with Purdue after Illinois is coming off that big win against USC. I just don't think this Illinois team is very good. You know, USC, they continue to struggle. We talked about it all last week, how they struggle outside the state of California and how they've struggled against...
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
These Big Ten teams when they go to the Midwest or the Eastern time zone. Purdue's much improved. Barry Odom's a very good coach. Their offense is decent. I think they can hang around and keep this game close. So I look at Purdue plus the points. Texas and Florida is going to be a very interesting game. The under is getting hammered. This was at like 45.5. Now it's all the way down to 41.5. If we start to see some 40s pop up or even like a 39.5, I would maybe start to consider an over. Now, I understand why everybody is betting the under, because Texas and Sark in these big games have just been terrible. They have not been able to score any points in these big games. Florida's got a very good defense, but psychologically, where is Florida out of this bye week? They lose to Miami. They lose to LSU. Lagway's banged up. He's not playing well. Are they just ready to quit on Napier, or do they still feel like they can save their season a little bit? I think at +7, I would look at Florida, because I'm going to trust that they're playing Texas. They're at home. And Sark and the Longhorns, again, have just not been scoring a lot of points in these marquee games. So I would look at Florida plus the points. And again, if this total keeps going down, I would consider an over as well. Bama and Vandy, you guys know how I feel about this game. I like Vandy plus the points. Feels like a lot of people are laying the number with Alabama this week. I understand it. From a mentality standpoint, from a bounce back revenge standpoint, it makes sense. But Bama's run defense, I don't think people are talking about enough. It's still not very good, and not having a good run defense against Vandy is problematic. So I still like Vandy plus the points. Virginia and Louisville, again, number 24 Virginia on the road taking on Louisville, and the Cardinals are a 7-point favorite. That right there is what we call a market indicator. So Virginia's having a great season. Tony Elliott's done a great job. His team can score a lot of points, but Jeff Brohm and Louisville, he's a very good coach. They're coming off a bye week. I like Louisville minus the 7. Notre Dame's laying 3 touchdowns this week at home against Boise. It's 20.5. I'm going to see if we can get a 21, but right now I am leaning Boise plus the points. When you have a team like Notre Dame that's all offense and no defense, it always makes me a little nervous laying 3 touchdowns. And Notre Dame's going to score 40 in this game. They probably are. But who's not to say they might not give up 28 or 30 points themselves? And when you're that great on offense and your defense is that bad, it puts a lot of pressure on your offense to deliver every drive and put up points. If maybe Carr has a deflected pass that gets intercepted, or there's a fumble or a miscue, whatever it may be, that obviously helps us having the points with Boise State. They're going into Notre Dame. They get to play the Irish in South Bend. So it would only be Boise for me. When you have a defense that bad, I don't love laying that many points with a team like Notre Dame. Miami, Florida State's going to be super interesting. I talk about these kind of games all the time on Send It In. When you have a team like Florida State, who had a look-ahead game when they had Virginia, they lose that outright and usually come back and backing that team the following week. It would only be Florida State or pass for me. This got to as high as 6.5. It's come back down to 4.5. Both teams are good. I think these are the two best teams in the ACC. Miami's really, really strong, though, on both lines of scrimmage. And that's how you win big games like this on the road, is you dominate with your D-line and your offensive line. It's all just going to come down to Carson Beck, like a lot of these Miami games are. What kind of Carson Beck are you going to get? It would only be Florida State. I don't think I'm going to play the game, but I do want to see how Florida State bounces back after that loss to Virginia. They're the desperate team, just like Bama was going into Georgia last week. Mississippi State taking on Texas A&M, the final top 25 matchup. A&M is a 14-point favorite, total in the game, 55.5. Mississippi State's been an awesome story so far this season. Very improved. Had the upset over ASU. Took Tennessee to overtime last week. Now they go on the road and take on a very good Texas A&M team. You know, the Aggies are a tough team to figure out. They had the great win at Notre Dame, probably should have lost. They absolutely dominated Auburn and had a chance there potentially to lose that game as well. Just kind of feels like laying 14 with A&M might be a little too high, so I would probably lean towards Mississippi State in that one. All right, let's talk a little NFL Week 5 here on Send It In. And then we'll get to some Lamar Jackson Raven news and then some playoff baseball as well. Tigers have runners on first and second with one out in the top of the first inning. Texans and Ravens, super fascinating game. Houston, a one-point favorite over Baltimore. The total is 40.5. The look-ahead line a couple of weeks ago was Baltimore minus 9.5. Then it reopened after the Kansas City game at minus 6.5. Then with the Lamar injury, with the Roquan, the Marlon Humphrey, the Ronnie Stanton, all these guys being banged up, the Texans got as high to as 2.5 yesterday. Then we got this report from Ian Rappaport that Lamar might try and give it a go on Sunday. And now you have Houston as a one-point favorite. I like the Ravens in this game. If Lamar plays, I obviously like him more. But even if Cooper Rush plays, I would still lean towards Baltimore in the matchup because they still have Derrick Henry. The biggest issue with the Ravens in that Kansas City Chiefs game was that they abandoned the run. And what's bothering me so much this season is how many times they are running the ball out of shotgun. When the Ravens have their quarterback under center, when Lamar's been under center, and you've had a fullback in front of Derrick Henry, it's created some great running lanes for Derrick. That's why he was able to break off so many of those big runs against Buffalo in Week 1. When you're in the shotgun, and it's just Lamar and Derrick back there, and you don't have a fullback, this offensive line has struggled immensely. They can't block Lamar. So what's the best way to neutralize a pass rush, keep your terrible defense off of the field? It's to feed number 22, the king, and give him the ball. So whether it's Cooper Rush, whether it's Lamar Jackson, the line will move depending on who the quarterback is, but I would still lean towards Baltimore in the game. It's going to be fun, though, to watch this horrendous Texas offense against this horrendous Baltimore defense and see which of those matchups wins out. Titans and Cardinals, very interesting game. This game is kind of reminding me of what we saw from the Bills and Saints line movement from last week. Buffalo opens up as a 16.5-point favorite, and then they go down to a 15.5-point favorite, and then they go down to a 14.5-point favorite. And we know that wasn't public money moving that line. What public bettor would want to bet the Saints against the Bills? So clearly the professionals knew what they were doing betting the Saints, and it feels like the same kind of people are moving this line down from 9.5 to 8.5 to now 7.5, because who would bet the Titans? So that leans me towards Tennessee. I just can't do it because Callahan is the worst coach in the NFL. That team is so unbelievably bad. And Arizona has already beaten up on some of the bad teams in the NFL. Now, they barely covered against the Saints, and they didn't cover against Carolina, even though they were dominating that game. But they have been able to show the ability to beat up on the bad teams in the NFL. It feels like a game that's probably going to be decided by like 7 or 10 points. I don't really want to have a side. I just think it is interesting that that line continues to move down. I do like Tampa Bay. I'm glad we've gotten the plus 3.5 against Seattle. I think this is a good number. I'm getting the better quarterback with Baker Mayfield. We've talked about how much Seattle has struggled at home under Mike McDonald. And look, I understand Tampa's a little bit of a fraud, but they're very good as an underdog, and they're very good on the road. And, you know, with Wirfs back and now Godwin's back to go along with the Bukum, I just think this is going to be a close game. I like Tampa Bay plus the 3.5. Lions and Bengals, super interesting. Chase told you he was going to be on Detroit in the game. I could certainly understand why. Detroit just beats up on bad teams, and the way that Dan Campbell coaches and the way that team is built, there is no off button with them. They just continue to go every single week. What is a crazy stat, though, is that the last 21 times in the NFL we have had a home underdog of 7 points or more, they are 19-1-1 against the spread, including the Browns against the Packers a couple weeks ago. So You see something like that, and it's like, whoa, 19-1-1. I mean, again, in the NFL, 10.5 is a lot of points, especially on the road. Yes, the Bengals are bad. Yes, Jake Browning isn't any good. But also consider the fact that he's gone against Flores in Minnesota, and he's gone against Denver's defense on the road. Now he's back home against a defense that's not as good. I don't know how the Bengals are going to get stops against Detroit, which is why I don't want to take the 10.5. But I could see maybe a case for potentially taking Cincinnati. I think Browning's going to look much better than he has the last 2 weeks. I think the Lions are a good survivor play, as we talked about last week. But again, maybe Cincinnati can keep this game close. I just think that trend is crazy. Chargers and Commanders this week out in L.A. Right now, the Chargers are a 3-point favorite at home. Jaden Daniels is supposed to be back for Washington, and the Chargers are beat up right now. Joe Alt left the game against the Giants. Doesn't look like he's going to be available for this one, and that's a big deal. Chargers now without Slater and Alt. I would look at a Marion Hampton props in this game. The Chargers are going to have to run the football. They've been throwing it a lot more than I think a bunch of us expected coming into this season. They're going to have to run the football in this game. So when Hampton pops, props become available, I would look at that. Sunday Night Football, Patriots and Bills. Buffalo's a 7.5-point favorite. Total in the game is 50. This is another line that keeps getting bet down. Vrabel, when he was in Tennessee, was always good as a big underdog. I don't know if I'm going to end up playing the game. Probably would be New England or pass for me, though. And then the under Monday night game, I would definitely take the Chiefs at -3. At 3.5, I'd probably just lean on the money line. I think Jacksonville's very overrated. Worthy back just changes the dynamic, the feel of this Kansas City offense. I think the Chiefs win that game. And again, if they get back down to 3, I'd look at laying it with Kansas City. All right, real quick, let's dive into the glass ball. Look at some Lamar Jackson. We'll look at some Ravens futures, which are dependent, obviously, on the health of Lamar Jackson. So, again, Ian Rappaport this morning on Good Morning Football said it's more week to week, and he's going to try and play this week against Houston. Even if Lamar plays, he's not going to be his normal self. He's not going to have his normal speed out there. I would definitely look to attack Derrick Henry rushing props in this game against Houston. I keep refreshing the BetMGM app. I keep waiting to see when his rushing yards, rushing attempts, longest rush are going to be available, because that's what I'm looking to bet in these weeks without Lamar. And look, I do think the Ravens to miss the playoffs is a good bet at +240. Yes, they can beat Houston, but then they're home against the Rams next week. They're already a 4.5-point dog in that game. They still have to play the Steelers twice. Maybe Burrow comes back around Thanksgiving and they have to play him. They're at Lambeau the second to last week of the season. They still have some tough games on their schedule. And 1-3, even if you're 2-4, That's not exactly an ideal place to be. So it's all price dependent. I think +240 for the Ravens to miss the playoffs is a good bet. Right now, their live win total is at 10.5, and the under is -150. I wouldn't lay the juice on that, even though I would lean towards the under. And then for the Ravens to win the division is -135. Yes, it might feel like you're getting a buy low, but they were -175 to start the season. I understand Burrow's hurt, but right now the Steelers have a two-game lead, and not only is Lamar hurt and their entire team is hurt, for the first time ever since watching the Ravens, I'm worried that this team might be quitting on John Harbaugh, because it felt like that in the Kansas City game. So it's going to be an interesting week against Houston to see how they look and if Lamar plays, obviously. But right now, vibes are certainly bad in Baltimore. All right, let's talk some playoff baseball. Guardians were able to get out of the first inning. Tigers at first and second, nobody out. It is still a scoreless game in the bottom of the first. I did take Detroit today, plus money. You can still get them at plus money now since it's a scoreless game. I just think this stat is just so baseball, and it's Tanner Beebe, who's starting today for the Guardians, is 19-0 in his last 19 starts against AL Central opponents. So the last 19 times he has started, the Guardians have won all 19 of those games. So he's been doing that in the regular season. Now we get to playoff baseball, and I just feel like now he's going to lose, right? Reminds me a couple years ago, the Orioles. They went an entire regular season without getting swept. all those series, they didn't get swept one time. They get to the postseason, they get swept by Texas, right? This is what happens in baseball. You get these crazy trends in the regular season. You get to the playoffs, a completely different animal. So I do like Detroit today at plus 110. Padres and Cubs, I'm going to be on Chicago today on the money line. I like what Craig Counsell is doing, starting with the reliever Andrew Kittredge to go against Tatis and Machado. Then he's going to bring in his left-hander Imanaga to go through the lineup, probably the second to the seventh through the eighth inning, he's hoping. Dylan Cease, his road ERA is over 5 this season. I think the Cubs wrap that series up today, so I like Chicago at minus 115. Red Sox and Yankees, we're going to take the over at 7.5. You got Brian Bello today going up against Carlos Rodon. Obviously, Rodon has been terrific, but the Red Sox have been decent against left-handed pitching this season. And then you have Brian Bello, who does have some great history against Aaron Judge. I think could struggle, though, in a postseason start today. So I'll take over 7.5 as the Guardians have a home run there in the first inning. And then Reds and Dodgers. The Reds to win this series now are plus 650. Instead of taking them on the money line tonight at plus 225 against Yamamoto, it's going to be Ohtani and Abbott for game 3 if we get one. Abbott's been awesome this season. I just think that's a great price on the Reds to win the series at plus 650. So I would take that against the Dodgers. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM, an MLB postseason no sweat same game parlay token. With an MLB postseason no sweat same game parlay token, you'll get a stake back in bonus bets. Step up and find your pitch. Make it legendary at BetMGM. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly. All right, let's get to our favorite plays of the day. Kyle Tucker and Dylan Cease square off today at Wrigley. Tucker 5-for-13 in his career against Dylan Cease. That's a .385 batting average. So I'll take Kyle Tucker to get a base hit today against Dylan Cease. Hoping to make it 9 in a row. We're on a nice little streak there in going streaking. My prop lock is going to be Alex Bregman over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at plus 110. He went over this yesterday. Look, we know there are just certain guys in certain sports that step up in the postseason. Bregman has been that guy for a bunch of years for Houston. Had a great game yesterday for the Red Sox. I'll take him at plus 110 to go over the her today against the Yankees. Dog of the day is going to be the Reds at plus 650 against the Dodgers to win the series. I just love that price. Do the Reds win today? I mean, they're plus 225, so probably not. But if they do, they got Abbott on the mound tomorrow, and all the pressure is going to be on the Dodgers to win that third game. So I'll take a stab Cincinnati to win the series at plus 650. And then the Cubbies, I like them today to take care of business against the Padres. We're fading Cease. Imanaga, I think, pitches well. Cubs money line, minus 118 against San Diego. Thanks again to Chase Giddey for joining us today on the show. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Enjoy playoff baseball, and we'll see you tomorrow.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool Top Load Washer or Midea Top Freezer Refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.